Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite TV after show begins, we want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Beautiful.
Literally choreographing that like a second ago. I mean, you know, we're in.
True professionals.
True professionals. We just did that choreo for y'all.
We're like the ALDC, just pumping it out week after week.
Just call us ALDC squared, everybody. Not quite. Joking. Anyway, what's up, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to tonight's reclap of our favorite dance show, Dance Moms, here at AfterBuzz TV. We are live on the chat roll at 7 p.m., coming to you live from North Hollywood, California, bringing you the juicy dish and the sass and the juicy tidbits, the details, just in case you guys missed the episode. And we know you didn't because you're super fans like we are. And we're here to break it down for you each and every Wednesday night. As you can see, we're all pepped up and ready to go.
Ready.
I had my diet soda. Yep. JJ had her espresso.
I had a double espresso.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you have? Are you just naturally
enthusiastic? I have water and oxygen.
Yes! That'll get you going.
Yes. Always.
Good episode, huh?
Yeah. How are you guys doing, by the way? Good?
Good. Yeah. Yes.
All right. Excellent.
Good.
Well, let's introduce our gorgeous panel. Well, starting with the sassy little host over there.
Oh, thank you. Hey guys, I'm J2 Snyder. How you doing this week? What? Check out my Instagram this week because my dog was in a commercial. And I have the cutest picture of my dog with Ashley Benson.
She does.
My dog was so great on set. I was like a proud mom.
Wow.
I know.
Yes. I can't wait to see it. Her dog is so cute, so check it out. I'm Miera Jennings. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miera Jennings.
Yay. And hello, everybody. I'm Candace Camacho. You can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho. If you're new to us and you haven't subscribed, please head on over to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Subscribe to our channel. Give this video a thumbs up. Write us a comment. Or better yet, tweet us directly. Mm-hmm. We just gave you our Twitter handles. And our hashtag is #ABTVDanceMoms. And you can get in live on the chat roll right now. You can get into the discussion. If you haven't already done so and you're listening on SoundCloud and iTunes, please subscribe to our channel and give us a comment, because as you know, we bring you this delicious, juicy, gossipy show with all of the drama free, so we really appreciate you guys, and as always, we appreciate you watching, because without the fans, we would not have a show. That would be horrible.
This is true. No way. We'd have no one to talk to.
I know.
It would be boring.
It would be boring. So.
Yep.
Well, we're here to recap for you guys season 6, episode 8. So we're 2 months old, our panel. 2 months old, not bad. We're doing well. So the title is Maddie is Back. Should we play the game of rename the episode?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's play.
Candace thought of that game.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
This week. It's like, it's called Maddie's Back, but alternate titles would be.
Yes. What is probation? Number
one.
Or possibly.
Interesting. I actually have a photo. I'm going to put forward my alternate title, and I have a photo, and it features Abby Lee Miller. And we're going to take a minute to find it. And It was my favorite quote. There it is.
Yeah.
Abby Lee Miller.
I don't do ultimatums.
Now, that would be a good title as well.
I made that. I made that today, guys.
You,
yeah.
Every, awesome.
Every week I'm going to make one of those.
That's
like
sexy.
A summary of the episode.
Yeah.
That is a nice photo right there.
I don't do ultimatums.
I don't do ultimatums.
What was your alternate title?
Oh my gosh, I didn't think of one before, but let me.
You're on the spot.
Who's the craziest mom now?
Oh my gosh.
Who's in the hot seat today? I mean, you could just go on. And that's a great way for you guys to get in, you know, on the conversation, too, is tweet us what you would recall the episode. Because many times, I feel like they could have come up with a better name for the episode.
Mm.
So, anyway, well, let's kick it off.
Yep.
And we'll go with our same title, Maddie is Back. So, Maddie reveals that she's very excited about being back, but she's not happy about the drama, which I was like, wow, that was like a pretty real moment, you know?
Maddie's pretty honest. She has an interesting tone. She's kind of like, she kind of plays it kind of down. Like, even on the little commercials in between where the girls talk about food. And,
I love those. And those tweeting. Are so cute.
I like them, too.
Yeah.
Maddie's, like, personality comes across to me. Like, she kind of, like, underscores things.
Yeah, she's very
like,
chill.
Happy to be chill.
Yeah. Just relaxed. Yeah. Mm. Now, since Abby's back, do you guys think that Abby will be happier?
I thought so. I guess we'll see that. I mean, we've always seen that Maddie's her favorite, like, kind of her little daughter that she never had, but this this episode was definitely interesting to see that dynamic kind of shift.
Yeah.
She still was sort of disheveled when it started, but I would say compared to last week, like, she did sort of participate a little more.
Oh, yeah.
A little more.
Yeah, right? A little more. But the moms immediately stir the pot. Jesselyn, Holly, and Jill immediately, like, go back, like, so are you back, Abby? I mean, last week you were with your hair curlers. Like, why can't they just get into the pyramid and just smooth sailing? But I guess we wouldn't have a show if they did that, right?
Exactly.
I think that's it.
And then Abby even agrees. She's like, in her interview, the vignette, she's like, I'm not putting my best foot forward.
I'm so glad she admitted that.
I know.
Because we've seen her kind of be in this weird place where she's like, oh, I went on vacation, and she's not really addressing everything.
Yeah.
And now she's fully taking ownership of the fact that she's not at her best right now, which is awesome because we all have times when we're kind of down and we're not at our best. And so I'm so glad she admitted that, you know?
And I wrote down, there was a cool section, she said, the moms don't understand. I think she said the girls understand the pressure I'm under emotionally, mentally, financially. And I just wrote it down because I was like, okay, that's exactly what's going on with Abby Lee Miller right now.
Definitely. She does congratulate the girls on their big Arizona win, which I was like, that is a positive.
Yep.
And Maddie's going to be in the hot seat this episode, which is very disappointing, I guess. She shouldn't be. She should be much more proud of her student, which brings me to the fact that she didn't watch her on Ellen.
Oh, yeah.
She immediately dismissed the fact that she didn't watch her. And she was actually upset that Melissa didn't invite her. Melissa's like, I could barely get on. Mm. Like, and I'm her mother. And she's like, well, you don't need to be on there. You're the mother. I'm the dance teacher. So I just, that was very disrespectful.
Wasn't it funny, though? Because at first she was like, I have other things to do, you know? Like, oh, that's our show playing. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I was trying to get on the message boards with everybody, so pardon me. But then, yeah, it was so Abby. Like, then what really was the truth was she was kind of jealous.
I took it as, I mean, the moms were really pushing Melissa to kind of stir that up a little bit. Like, why don't you ask her why she didn't take the time to watch it and all this stuff? Yeah. But I honestly think that Abby's pride was hurt, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Maddie is growing at such a fast pace, and Abby's not necessarily along for the whole ride anymore. So
I think she knows
that, and I think she was hurt more than anything. I don't know if I would say she was jealous, but I think she's hurt that she might not be a part of all of Maddie's success anymore.
Yeah.
And someone on the message boards, Cabrina, just said, like, she's a little bitter. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, she's a little bitter because, but she did make a point of saying without her dance training, she wouldn't have any of these opportunities.
She did say that, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's true, but I mean, I don't know. I really disagree with her behavior, which I normally, we pretty much always do. Yeah. Although I think we all may have something in common with Abby, and that is that Ashley needs to take a seat.
Finally. Oh my gosh, we've been waiting for episodes for someone to just call her out.
And Abby is like finally calling this woman out. And you know when Abby calls out a mom, I mean, it's just...
It's serious.
Take a seat, Ashley. Take a couple. What would you say? Time
Thank
out,
you.
A
yeah.
seat, a couple beverages, some whiskey.
Have several seats.
And it is funny because in past episodes, she's almost been egging her on because she was kind of using
That's
the drama for
true.
Her own
she
benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, she's like, eh.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
any drama gets annoying after a while. So mm-hmm. Abby's probably like, okay, enough. Let's get to the real, you know, the dancing.
So let's get to our beloved pyramid, you guys. What do you say?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So on the bottom in this order, JoJo, Nia, Maddie, and Mackenzie, because they did not so much as bring the number up. They apparently kept it somewhere in the average section, which I have to say I don't agree. And on the next tier, we got Kendall and Bryn. And they're both pretty to look at and did a good job. And then Kalani scores the top.
Yes.
Despite her mother's ultimatum and despite her mother's behavior, which was actually, I don't know, I have to say, like, I would have done something, but I wouldn't have done what Kira did, but I wasn't in that position. But I can see where she was really mad and can be justified, but, you know.
Right. I'm glad Kalani got the top. She deserved it. I absolutely loved her number last week. So,
Can we just think back for a second to that awesome number? That was really good. I kind of felt like with the pyramid, it wasn't so much that the girls that were on bottom. It was just that it was Kalani's week to be on top.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's a good way to look at it. Except for Maddie, right? Maddie being on the bottom. The moms kind of talk about that.
Yeah, they were like, Maddie's never on the bottom. So, anyway, why can't Ashley just stop?
I don't know.
She thinks she's just got to get in there, like, with a pitchfork and just fight for the spot for Bryn. And I think what's being clear is at this point, she's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, she's hindering.
Actually, absolutely, like, Bryn. No interpersonal skills, like, at all. Like,
that's why I wonder if there's something else. Like, does she just not have the ability to, like, filter her behavior
Normally you can, like, read somebody, the body language. I mean, you don't even have to read any books on psychology. You can just feel
it
out.
Most of the time.
Yeah, you can know if somebody likes you, know when to shut your mouth.
I don't even know if we really know the real Ashley.
I think
right
this is
now,
just,
I just think she feels that she thinks that she has to fight to get on this team. I think that's
what
we're seeing.
Let your child's dancing just speak for itself. So, anywho.
Yes.
The girls are going to San Diego Dream National Dance Competition. And they're apparently, as in every competition, there's going to be incredible kids. So, the girls need to step it up. And those three that need to step it up are Nia, Mackenzie, and JoJo. Because they've apparently been in the what do you call it, on the skirts of the other girls, I guess?
Yeah, I think she just said they are kind of flatline right now, you know. Which is, I mean, they haven't really had the chance to shine as much this season.
Yep.
Which is understandable, so I see why she gave them the solos, but...
But getting a solo this week is kind of a mixed blessing, because you might be getting a solo, but are you getting good choreo in music?
Right.
That was a huge factor this episode. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Nia gets a musical theater number. Mm-hmm. Money Makes the World Go Down, which I was excited for her, but we all know that musical theater never wins at these competitions.
Especially for teens.
Yeah. That's... Abby reveals later in the episode that Nia is one of the dancers that's mostly trained for the real world, for Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which I thought was very interesting on a couple levels, okay? One, it's true. I think it's because she sings.
Yeah.
And that's an awesome point. An awesome point, although I didn't think the number reflected that. But anywho, the other thing that was kind of strange to me is, like, we're in Hollywood and Nia's doing music videos. And so, like, to go back to do stage is more of a New York thing.
Yes.
So it's an interesting, mm-hmm. it's interesting that Abby still sees that path. But as we all know as performers, it's great to have options.
Absolutely.
And it's great to have that versatility. And it kind of made me excited for Nia. I was like, oh, she could do that.
I was excited when we found out that she had musical theater. I think the only thing that I would definitely agree with Holly on, the fact that she just wants Nia to be given something more advanced. You know, we've seen Nia do not the most advanced numbers for her age group, which I understand that they're frustrated about that. So I think maybe, like you said, with different music or choreography, it might have been a level up. But either way, I mean, musical theater would be great for her because she is a performer. So I'm glad Abby gave that reasoning because I think that's actually very considerate. You know, she's thinking beyond just dance competitions.
Which is cool. And even and it's good practice, even though it, you know, may not win at this competition. It's good practice for the future to do her musical theater, to do the character type stuff. So yeah. Okay. Mackenzie's got Don't Take Away My Fire. No, Don't Take My Fire. She's going up against JoJo. And why can JoJo is her number's called Mercy and she's a nurse that kills. Why can't she just have a normal number?
Oh my gosh. I feel like we keep doing her like bloody
she's
thing.
Always like a monster.
Why can't us do blood all the time with this poor little girl?
Always.
Like, and you don't get that from her. If she can do it, but I'm like, okay, that's another character number.
Right. She can do it, but I wouldn't say that my go-to character with her is not to, maybe is there like a market for blondes who can really like tear things up?
Yeah, killer blondes.
But I just was like, I got the scene from Carrie, from last season with the blood.
I was like,
she's, I mean, JoJo, she's running around with this needle. I'm like, come on, whatever.
Well, we'll get to that whole number. Right. There was other things issues going on with that number.
So you guys, the group number is called the Seven Deadly Sins. And this is a recycled number from first season.
Season one.
Yeah, which was 6 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
How did the girls do that choreography six years ago?
I can't believe it.
And it was a really good number, so recycled or not. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think it's okay to recycle some numbers.
I mean, especially if it's a good one. Obviously, you're not going to bring back something that never really went well, but you're darn right.
Exactly.
You bring that back.
And like Abby said, they're older now. They're more mature, and it'll be a different performance, even
and
though
some
it's the
of
same
the
girl,
the group's a little bit different.
Yeah.
So, when you guys were watching this, did you think about the deadly sin that you were? Did you
no,
guys?
I what? Didn't.
I did.
Oh, would you pick?
What did you choose?
Well, I think I have a little of several of them. To be honest with you.
I love it.
I mean, I have a little bit of gluttony, greed, pride,
lust.
Yes, my husband's watching. Yes, lust.
I think we all have a little bit of the seven deadly sins in us, or we experience them. That's why it's like the human experience.
Yeah, the seven deadly sins. At some point, with the world the way it is, you will always experience one of these sins. Or many times in your life.
Try to avoid them.
Right. Like,
what do you think?
I agree. I'm trying to remember all seven of them. I'm like,
I know.
Lust,
sloth. Wrath.
Oh, we all have sloth every now and then.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Not with a 2-year old. Envy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking.
There's no time.
No time to be a sloth.
Envy, pride, gluttony, lust, greed. So. Let us know what sin you think
pride.
You are. Pride.
Pride is
that's
a good
an
one.
Interesting one.
Yeah.
That it can actually be a sin.
It is a sin to be too prideful.
I mean, you want to be proud, but.
Yeah. I think if you're, I think that's, you kind of think you're a, more a peer than. So. Is Abby all of the sins?
The moms definitely.
Oh my
took
god!
This
oh my gosh! They brought up the wrap in the parking lot.
Yeah, the sandwich.
The sandwich.
Wrap.
I was like, oh my god! I remember like, that sandwich.
Her little date. Her speed dating and
oh yeah.
So
that was hilarious.
I like that. I like seeing Abby kind of speed dating. Yeah. That was. I'd like
She's
to see
so
more
wild,
of that.
Yeah.
The speed dating thing was fun. So if you're listening on SoundCloud and iTunes, the moms basically went through as to why Abby was like each and every sin. The seven sins. And they had like a little clip to go with each one and reasoning and... You know, it was.
They're like, how dare she assign our daughters to these sins? Our beautiful 13-year-old daughters, 14-year-old
right,
daughters.
Yeah.
And she is everyone. Oh, do we have a photo up right now?
We do.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, this is the number.
Oh, perfect spacing, girls.
I know
perfect,
we're jumping ahead, but look at those costumes.
And look at the perfect stance. It's the same.
Yes.
It's the same diameter between each of their feet.
Yep.
Except for Brynn on the end, but that's okay. But the other girls, oh my gosh.
That's her. I love the costumes.
She had to stand a centimeter because she's the fill-in.
Oh, right.
I'm just kidding.
She's the swing.
The
now.
Swing, yeah.
The swing.
Right. She wasn't in the program. Okay.
Oh, we'll get to that. That hurt.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Sorry.
I thought JoJo's little interview she did, her little vignette, was so cute. She's like, well, we're not treated like the other girls, and you know, we're in the shadows of Maddie, Kendall, Kalani, and Brynn. And she's like, how are we supposed to show out when we're in her shadow, in the shadows? And she was just so adorable and so cute,
yeah.
And it was just like so genuine. It,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah. That was a great moment.
Poor little.
I think she's so right, though. I mean, just like in general, you do see that. There are some of the dancers that are more on the forefront.
Yeah.
So, it kind of made me sad that she acknowledged that, but she was being honest.
She's being
JoJo's
honest.
JoJo's always honest.
And then I also really noticed when Abby first gave her the solo and told her what she was going to do, she was like, great, I love it, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like super.
Trained.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah.
super positive student, ready
always.
To go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in JoJo's rehearsal, Abby didn't work with her hardly at all. I mean, I was very surprised at how little she worked with her. I mean,
this is where it started to get
ugly.
Weird,
yeah.
Seeing her work with the girls in their solos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what we've seen over the years, that's not the same Abby, you
no,
know?
It's not the Abby that's, like, there for her girls, that is, you know, mean and cruel and, you know,
yeah.
behaves erratically, but she just doesn't care. Like, those are still your girls going out there representing you.
Right.
And then the same thing happened with Mia's rehearsal. And, of course, Holly kind of made it a little bit worse by going in there. But
Mia, what did you think about that? I really didn't think the Charleston was that bad.
I didn't
did
either.
You?
No, I got the point. Like, I was watching the Twitter feed, too, during that. And some people were like, the Charleston's, you know, Charleston's an awesome dance. It's actually a really hard dance. And I was like, Charleston is great. And I think kind of what she meant maybe is that it's used a lot for young girls in competition.
Mm. Yeah.
And so it's sort of identified as a dance
younger,
that
more immature.
That, like, yeah. like a mini would do or something.
Yeah.
That's
but no, I thought it was, yeah, not quite.
I liked that she did it. I didn't think it was enough to get me to go, you know, confront Abby about it. But
not in the Charleston, but actually, as it turned out, the whole number in itself, I think
the
point was right.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely
yeah.
when it came to the whole number and
so
the
we'll
level
get to
of
that
yeah,
choreography.
For sure. For
yeah.
sure.
Well, I think Holly just kind of has her guard up with her daughter and the solos and in general, and rightfully so. This is the end of not the end of the season, but this is, you know, coming to the end, and she's had a lot and had a lot to deal with. I would have thought that she would have known not to burst in the rehearsal because she bursted in, and then Abby dismisses Mia, like, right away. So she
they
didn't
should
even
know by now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Abby, what did Abby say? She was like, and the dance is perfect. Like,
right,
she didn't
like
even acknowledge Holly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so neither one of those girls
Ooh.
Got hardly any work. Like, did they have to finish on their own, like making it up? I don't know.
I was,
and that's disappointing because that's like the part that's, I mean, I'm sure kept us all going is her pushing the girls to actually get them to be better.
Right.
And now it's kind of going to heck in a handbasket.
Yeah, you can definitely see she's either getting a little tired of it or she just has way too many other things on her mind. I don't know which one it is.
Well, the following day, Abby shows up in her towel. I mean,
yes. Oh my gosh.
I wish we had a picture of that.
That was awesome.
I was like, what in the world?
The moms were like, what?
Right. It was just, I mean, the mom at this point should expect her craziness. And, like, not even, I think I would just ignore it at this point. But Jill is like, your hair, you know? Because they, like, the moms, like, they primp, you know, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And they look great.
Yeah. Well, they've gone through full hair and makeup.
Full hair and makeup.
So I'm sure that, oh, we must find this out. The moms don't do their own hair.
No.
They have hair and makeup.
So
Abby must have hair and makeup.
I guarantee they implemented that later on. Because if you look at the difference between, like, season one and now,
yes.
It's just, like, full on, like,
yeah.
The extensions flowing and, like, the everything.
And Jill's eyebrows are, like...
Everything is, like, yeah.
Yeah. I think almost everyone... Can we just talk hair for a minute?
Let's do it.
I think maybe Holly took her extensions out.
Yeah.
Because she's got, like, straight shorter.
She did. But they looked good,
usually,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah. She usually...
I kind of liked it this week. Her, yeah, she had it really shorter. Flat mm-hmm. and
yeah,
shorter.
Yeah, I liked it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I like Jill better with it. Maybe a little less extension, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like they just grow and grow every season.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh, yeah.
More luscious and,
well,
like,
the thing, yes. The thing is that no woman has hair like that. You know,
right.
no woman.
Right.
Even,
yeah.
Like, taking a gazillion prenatals, you don't have hair like that.
Your hair is pretty fabulous.
I was about to say, I don't know.
It's real.
It's flowing.
Yeah.
All right.
It's real.
I know the fans are going to hate us talking about the hair, so let's move on.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people are interested. But the question is, does it almost seems like Abby might do her own hair. Well, she just always comes with the set.
They all have hair and makeup. I don't know that for a fact.
Yes.
But we're going to have a couple guests here.
We're going to get behind this.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple guests in and a little bit, and we'll ask.
But I did think it was kind of hilarious. Abby's
the
like,
towel.
What? My hair was wet, and so I just came with a towel.
Yeah.
She's just like, what?
And then Holly, would you show up to work at a bank like that? Like, Holly thinks not. Well, we're not at a bank. I mean,
oh wow!
Would I show up to my school and be principal like that?
That was a good line.
That was a funny line.
Yeah,
go Holly. All right. Okay, so you guys, during the rehearsal of the Seven Deadly Sins, Abby criticizes and chastises Maddie's, like, every turn, mm-hmm. and praises Bryn. It was really irritating. And clearly Maddie was hurt about it, you know?
Oh, yeah. You could tell by her demeanor.
And Maddie's probably used to working with such different type people.
At this point.
Yeah. She's probably like, oh, I got to go back and do this show. You know?
Oh, my gosh. Now let's talk about that. Like, a little bit of, I mean, I feel like she must have a little bit of, like, I'm over it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
A little bit?
I think she loves... I just love to see all the girls together.
Yeah.
Because you can tell that they're just so close. Mm-hmm. And they love mm-hmm. dancing with each other. But mm-hmm. I feel like definitely at this point in the shows, you know, where it's at right now, Maddie has done so many other things. And mm-hmm. to come back and have Abby kind of treating her.
Yeah, but I think Maddie just does what she needs to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know? She's very professional like that. And she, you know, let's get the job done. Let's do it. We got to compete. Mm. That's what she does.
She does so well. She certainly doesn't. Slack on her dancing.
Yeah. No, let it phase her.
I also think she knows she's grateful. She has a respect for
the
dance company.
That's a good word. She definitely has respect for it.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that she was, like, making snarky comments about Abby on the news or social media?
No.
No?
What'd you hear?
I heard that. I read it somewhere, but then I couldn't find any, like, evidence of it. So I don't know if it's, like, hearsay or what.
Well, check it out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Ashley is over the moon about Bryn getting all of this praise, but Jill reminds her that they are still a newbie and they are on probation.
Yes.
Probation.
And then we go into a probation conversation, which is why this should have been named probation. What is probation?
Boy, that's for sure. And then there was that whole mix up because they said, Abby had said last week, Bryn, we love you. You're part of the family now.
Yes.
And she took that to mean I'm on the team.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But Well, I whatever. She's getting to dance.
Poor little girl, though.
I know.
She's probably like, please.
What did she do?
Imagine?
Oh. Seriously. Please, Mom. Let's get to the competition, you guys.
Yeah.
So let's get to the fun stuff
let's
that we like
it.
To talk about.
So talk about those numbers.
The adoring fans are waiting on arrival. And Jesselyn points out that Bryn is not in the program. And, again, just what you said, that Bryn obviously misunderstood about Abby calling her part of the ALDC family. Okay, so we start with JoJo with her nurse number. I mean, I thought she brought her usual vivaciousness to the number. Mm-hmm. And although I didn't like the actual nurse costume, like the cross right here, I thought the red looked really good with her skin tone.
Oh.
I thought she looked really beautiful. I didn't get the story with the, I didn't get the story really. I was like, what's she doing carrying? I mean, I knew what it was.
Right.
So I got it. The musicality was missing for me, but not on JoJo's behalf. Just that music was just hard to, like, count or
the music
feel.
Was really weird, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick it up from there because in the song, and I'm gesturing with my lipstick, by the way, my lip gloss, my MAC lip gloss. In the first lyrics in the song, I'm a criminal, don't you see? And it was like, I'm a criminal, I do bad stuff. And I'm like, the name of the number's Mercy.
Right.
So I'm coming to help you die, which is like a kind thing mm-hmm. or like a gesture of, caring. Mm-hmm. The story did not make sense.
No.
It was not fleshed out.
I don't know if we
So why is this an angry
enough.
Person?
I don't know.
It didn't make sense.
No.
JoJo's just good at dark characters, and I think Abby kind of, I feel like it was a little bit of a cop-out, giving her the, just like, be, you know, dark and mysterious and hold that needle and, like, you know, it was a bit of a cop-out. They could have gone a different way with it.
They didn't give her a clear story.
Right.
She was sort of tough. And then, I don't know if you guys, and by the way, the back of the costume with the red, like, open back with the straps was amazing.
Yes.
I love the
you
red.
You can see her back
the red
muscles.
Looked really good, yeah.
And she had a few really good moments. It was just, like, it was inconsistent because she didn't know what she was supposed to be acting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and I got that she didn't really like that number from her. It was vivacious and energetic, but I didn't see that she was really liking it. I think she was confused at how she was trying to
be. She wasn't given clear direction.
No, not at all. Well,
not her fault.
Abby didn't work with
her. Right, exactly.
Right. So.
And the song was weird.
The song was really weird, inappropriate for a cute little blonde. So, okay, Mackenzie, her and her major acro number. What did you think of that?
That was like, it's like, oh my goodness. Woo, trick, 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 trick.
Yeah, I was like, is she warmed
so
up? I hope she's warmed up.
Yes, but I think she pulled it off brilliantly.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so fast-paced. And I remember, JJ, you made a comment when she did the number on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that it was so quick, you can't really, like, revel in each trick and, you know, appreciate each moment because it's so quick. I kind of got that again this week, even though I thought she executed brilliantly, like I said.
Yeah.
But it was so fast, and I don't know if I'm the only one. I'm ready to see Mackenzie do some lyricals and some, like, you know, more.
Yeah.
A little more mature jazz numbers or something like that.
I did like it, though. I mean, I thought, this is what I said. I was like, at least I understand the lyrics in this song are saying, I'm hotter than you.
Yeah.
And you've got fire on your outfit. Good. That's enough of a story for me.
Right.
At least it was clearer than what they gave JoJo. And, I mean, I kind of feel like I started to see this. I'm like, well, maybe this is Mackenzie's thing. Is more of a, like, modern, spunky style, whereas we know Maddie's lyrical. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, always going to excel lyrical. I kind of thought, is this going to be the style she excels at?
She definitely excels at, the acro,
more,
you know, fast-paced.
I just want
to see what else she can do.
I think Mackenzie will excel more at the hip-hop type of stuff, the more L.A. street type. She's a great little performer.
Yeah.
I mean, she performed the heck out of that number.
She
and
did.
The choreo was everywhere, but she pulled it off. I really like the costume, and it, at least she didn't have her pink ponytails. She had her one.
Right,
and it was a very
sassy.
Yeah, and she gave a lot of, like, facials and good, like, Mackenzie faces. So I like that.
Good Mackenzie faces.
Yeah.
I wrote down, you just said sassy. I wrote down sassy.
It was.
Did I write down sassy?
Did you?
I did not. But that is one of my words I use.
There you go.
So, okay, Nia's up, and Holly's very concerned, you know, before she goes up, and rightfully so. I just can't believe how little time both of these girls got on their solos. So what'd you guys think of Nia's musical theater?
The music was so weird to me.
So weird.
That's the first thought I had. Like, what is this music?
This is not a musical theater song at all.
No.
Like, I was like, is this like European pop?
I swear to you.
No
I
offense.
Literally had
Euro.
Right, yeah. Euro pop is great, but not that song. I'm like, what is this? The pace was kind of changing. The tempo. It had like weird little
glitches.
Nuances. And I'm like,
weird little glitches.
And I'm like, great. You gave her that.
That was not
good luck.
That was just weird. It's crazy you thought of that too, because I'm like, this music is just so strange.
See?
She
weird song.
Weird song. But she looked beautiful. She rose to the occasion. She did what she was supposed to do. Mm-hmm. She was professional. I thought the ending was really cute. She nailed it in the way of like her acting and different things like that. I'm not a huge.
And I kind of love the idea of like a flapper for her.
It was
the little flower.
I would like to see it
on a flower, but
I would like to see a different version of that concept. Her doing it.
Yeah.
And her blue was fabulous on her. Blue.
Her blue was fabulous. I'm never a fan of black on black. Mm-hmm. On any dancer. That's just my opinion, because I think it cuts off the line. I want to see the elongated feet, the pointed legs, the pulled up ankles. Okay, the group number.
Ankles.
Right.
Yes.
Seven Deadly Sins. Guys, recycled or not, that sucker delivered. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was good. It was good. Gorgeous costumes. Love the headpiece. They work so well together. Oh, it's so exciting, like, to see them all together.
Whoa, that was a great number.
And I have to say, like, my Maddie, when she dances, she's like, I'm going for it. And she was, you know, giving different faces and more mature faces. And she looked angry and then wistful and just different things. And then I liked how each girl kind of got to do a little
tidbit. That's my favorite thing. They each got a little chance to shine and have their own little moment.
I was definitely waiting for those moments. Mm-hmm. I was like, am I going to be able to tell the tone? I think Kalani was first with her breakout moment. And, and she was Lust, I think. And I was like, oh, okay, I see that. Yeah, what a beautiful number.
Yeah. Cool. I think she was... Yeah, she was Lust.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Abby said,
Lust and
don't like any boys.
Don't like any boys. And she goes, I'm not.
Yes.
I don't know. She's so beautiful. We'll see. But yeah, it delivered. It was good. JoJo did some really great turns.
Mm-hmm. She did. Yep. Right there in the middle.
Yeah.
That was good.
And I was like, is that JoJo? It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Yep.
So the awards, the solos, JoJo gets third, Mackenzie gets first, and she was super excited. She said she hadn't been that excited since she beat Maddie.
That was cute.
Mackenzie's like, they got to get her into some acting, because she's such a, I know she is, but she's such a little great performer. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. Nia got fourth place.
I was surprised with that, to be honest with you. I mean, there's nothing wrong with fourth place, but I thought it was pretty good. Obviously, we're not seeing the other numbers.
Right. Yeah. You think
but
it should have gone like...
What is
yeah,
worth,
I mean,
good.
she really sold it.
She did sell it, but I don't think it had enough tricks and turns and transitions to get a first.
Yeah, that's Holly's point every time. It's like, no matter how well Nia does, it she can only score so high with, you know,
what
the given choreography.
That's got to be so frustrating as for a mom. And you guys, they got the first place. ALDC scores first with Seven Deadly Sins. Woohoo! So they get to go up there and get their first place and say, we're from the Abby Lee Dance
Company. Abby Lee Dance Company.
So, good stuff.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Yeah. And in the back, I mean, there's more probation talk and blah, blah, blah. more drama. Let's just end on a positive that they won.
Yes, let's take it on in the positive note.
Let's go into predictions.
Okay.
Where's our music?
AfterBuzz TV predictions. Okay.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
Really?
Predictions. What? You guys, does Ashley turn into the teacher's pet?
That's so funny
oh
you
my
say
God,
that.
That is freaking hilarious.
I think that's going to be the biggest question.
I can't
week.
I can't wait to see that because
doing her hair.
Yeah, and the moms were like
oh my gosh.
I just found so ironic because
I mean, come on, let's be honest. Melissa has done it. Oh, Jill has done it. Yeah. You know,
well,
so
that's
like,
what they're saying. They've been telling her all along, though, is you need to, like, butter up. I predict she's going to, before she ingratiates herself and becomes a pet, I think she's going to have to be broken down. She's going to cry.
Yeah.
She's going to have a meltdown.
She's got to have a meltdown. That's yep. a rule.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think she's going to apologize.
Okay.
And mean it.
Let's
hopefully.
Hope so. Let's hope
that's
so.
That's my hope.
And above all, we predict that there will be a lot more drama.
Drama.
So actually, more than drama, it looks like next week it's like sad and tears.
Oh.
Yeah. It looked like, to me, unfortunately.
Oh my gosh, yes. Nia was crying.
Yeah. Nia and Kendall get to do a duo.
Oh no, I'm so nervous for that. Because I don't like what I saw in the previews.
I think somebody hurts themselves. Which is not a good thing. Yeah, that's what I know. I'm not sure.
Ooh.
I mean,
that
I would,
sucks. We haven't had an injury in a while.
Injuries.
No.
No, we don't want that.
Not good, not good.
Yeah.
Well, with all of those craziness, you got to make sure you're warmed up. So shall we go into some fun news and gossip?
Yes!
AfterBuzz TV News.
News and gossip. Well, as JJ mentioned last week, Maddie actually performed on Disneyland's 60th Anniversary Diamond Special, which aired on ABC last Sunday. So she posted that picture on her Instagram account from her performance. And she actually got to dance with So You Think You Can Dance alum Travis Wall, obviously one of the most popular dancers from that show.
Wow.
Look at that. That was amazing.
Yes.
And one of my favorite songs actually was during the performance of Part of Your World, the Little Mermaid song.
Oh, wow.
And she was definitely one of the main features in the dance, so that's awesome. That's a great performance, great opportunity for her. So congrats to Maddie for that.
212,000 likes.
I know, right? Like, goodness gracious. But, definitely impressive. She looked beautiful. Her costume was beautiful. I loved it. So definitely check that out on YouTube if you didn't get to see it. And next, Nia, our girl Nia, our little diva over here, she actually recorded a song for a movie soundtrack.
How
awesome is that? That is pretty cool. So her music career is definitely on its way.
Yeah.
She recorded a song for the movie called High Strong. It's going to be a dance movie and it will premiere on April 8th.
Oh wow.
So that'll be cool.
Nia.
Yeah, congrats. I know, it was so cool. And we actually I believe we have a little video clip of her talking about it with one of the producers. But while they pull that up, I think we'll go ahead and move on to JoJo's little news. She's actually hosting a few meet and greets.
Okay.
So that's, I think we talked about, you know, JoJo loves interacting with the fans.
Yeah.
Maybe more than any of the other girls. She just loves her fans. Oh, here's Nia.
Let's pull it up. Neat.
This is cool. We're going to show a clip.
Oh.
She's with a Grammy right here. Actually, it's my brother Tom's, but this is going to be one of the...
Working towards.
Soon. We got to work hard to get one of these for you, okay? All right. Ready to do it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
She's so cute.
Wow. How cute is that? High Strong. So, again, that'll be in theaters on April 8th. And she will get that credit on the soundtrack, which is awesome.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, like I was saying, JoJo is actually holding a series of meet and greets. She'll be in Brooklyn, New York City, New Jersey, and Dallas between the end of March and the beginning of April. So you can go on her Instagram account and actually check out the Eventbrite link so you can get your tickets.
Oh, cool.
Meet JoJo. She loves the fans.
She's
I love
so
that about
cute.
Her.
She's
yeah.
so social.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Check it out if you're in those cities.
Love that personality.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
Sign out. All right. Where can they find you?
Oh, I'm at J2Snyder on Instagram and Twitter.
Ooh, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miara Jennings. Thanks, guys.
And you can find me on Twitter at Candace_Camacho. You can subscribe to my YouTube at New Mom, New Wife, New Life. And we will see you guys next week. Check in with us, tweet us, and thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com.
I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.